Welcome to Five for the Day. In 1961, Yorkshire housewife Viv Nicholson won £152,319 in the football pools. When a reporter asked her what she planned to do with her fortune, she replied, "I'm going to spend, spend, spend," which is exactly what she did. Her rags to riches to rags again story takes her through five husbands, expensive sports cars, fur coats and jewellery, battle with alcohol and bankruptcy, as unable to cope with her newfound wealth and fame, she rapidly spirals downward. King Solomon was wealthy. Talk about wealth. He was the richest king in the history of Israel and the richest king during his lifetime in the world. He enjoyed many pleasures, owned great possessions, and had more prestige than any other monarch of his time. Solomon had everything he wanted, even pursuing knowledge to find happiness. He enjoyed all the wine he wanted. He planted many vineyards. He made gardens, parks, and orchards. He created water ponds and herds. He acquired silver, gold, and treasure. He expanded his kingdom greatly. He built the wealthiest kingdom of his time. He enjoyed 700 wives and 300 concubines. He was honored and praised by nations. Yet, he was miserable because he discovered life is nothing more than endless repetition. There's no end to work. There's no end to strife and oppression. There's no end to greed. Fools and wise men will both die alike. There is no lasting remembrance of the fool or the wise man. All your work may be for nothing, squandered by the next man. You're always tired because you work so hard. There is no lasting joy because life is empty and meaningless. Thankfully, that's not the end of the story for you and me. The New Testament gives us hope when referring to the Lord Jesus. It says, "A greater than Solomon is here." Jesus is greater than Solomon in his wealth. He can meet every need, whether it be physical, material, or spiritual. Solomon can provide meat. Jesus can multiply loaves and fishes. Solomon could buy anything he desired. Jesus can take plain water and make it into pure wine. Solomon sat on a throne built, provided, and upheld by man. Jesus occupies an eternal throne, and he will never be forced off it. Jesus is greater than Solomon in his works. Solomon built houses of stone and wood. Jesus is building a household of faith. Solomon laid down his riches to buy things. Jesus laid down his life to redeem sinners. Solomon came to the end of his life and died. Jesus died on the cross and rose again 3 days later. Solomon was limited in his power as a weak human. Jesus is the eternal Son of God and has all power, and he can move your mountains, quench your thirst, and save your soul. Jesus is greater than Solomon in his wisdom. Solomon may have been wise and may have possessed immense knowledge, but Jesus created everything Solomon knew about. Jesus holds all the answers to all your questions. In fact, he is the answer to all the riddles, problems, and questions of life. They all rest and reside in him.